In today's Modern Ag Report, at the Avocado Growers Seminar Series on the Central Coast, organizer and San Luis Obispo Cooperative Extension County Director Mary Bianchi wanted to bring in a wide variety of industry professionals to start a healthy discussion.
We really wanted to get some peer-to-peer conversation going among growers, the opportunity to share ideas. We were really looking for a diversity of activities within the industry. So we had a woman who's doing some really interesting and innovative marketing strategies for selling a diversity of specialty crops, including avocados.
That woman is Shanley Farms Director of Marketing, Megan Shanley. Shanley Farms began in 1998 in Morro Bay, growing avocados. Since then, they have branched out, with more working land around California, and the company now produces avocados, finger limes, kiwis, lemons, figs, and goji berries. The avocado industry in California has been hit hard by the drought, and a lot of growers have had to stump their trees. Shanley Farms started looking into layered agriculture to bring in extra income to supplement other losses.
For example, we are growing passion fruit vines on the deer fencing that surround our avocado orchard. And in addition, we've planted coffee plants right underneath the avocado trees. So while it does take more water, you're intensifying your resources, you're adding new streams of revenue on the same acre of land that once only produced one stream of revenue.
Owner Jim Shanley fielded a lot of questions from other growers at the seminar and said although the trees are still very young at this point, the coffee plants produce a couple of pounds of coffee per plant every year. Shanley says they're also mixing in another new fruit that's gaining popularity in Southern California.
With the dragon fruit, what we've done is we've taken avocado trees that were not performing very well due to poor rootstock, and we've grafted the dragon fruit up into the trees. So in the next 3-4 years, we expect to have dragon fruit.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.